You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of IDSA 2007, the 45th annual meeting of the Infectious Diseases Society of America. The conference took place in San Diego, California, from October 4th through October 7th, 2007.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, editorial director of the Body Pro. I'm in San Diego at IDSA 2007, one of the year's HIV conferences. Right now, I'm in the poster session, where researchers are standing in front of their posters, discussing the research and answering questions. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who actually conducted the research. It is these men and women who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I'll ask a few questions.
Hi, I'm Turner Overton from Washington University in St. Louis. We have done a poster on our experience with pregnancy and HIV women. One of our big questions is treatment, particularly treatment interruption after pregnancy. Often women's therapy is stopped, so we wanted to look to see if outcomes in women was worse in those who discontinued. Obviously, overall, our results are very in line with other transmission, where we have less than 1% rates of transmission to the baby. But what happens to mothers after pregnancy and discontinuation of antiretroviral therapy? So we had 226 women, 226 pregnancies, and of those, two-thirds discontinued antiretroviral therapy after the pregnancy. They tended to be younger and healthier from an HIV standpoint, but regardless, when you looked at outcomes, they tend to have more outcomes, and those outcomes we were looking at were opportunistic infections and cause mortality. So the suggestion is the findings from the SMART study apply to pregnancy as well. If we're treating pregnancy, temporary heart during pregnancy, what we're actually doing is subjecting these women to an HIV treatment interruption. So in our current era, should we consider maintaining women on antiretroviral therapy? And I would say that we should if women can be adherent with therapy.
What was the mean age?
The mean age was 25 years for the whole group. The ones who continued ART were older, although it was not statistically significant, 26 versus 25 years.
What sort of OIs are we talking about?
PCP was the most common OI. We also had an esophageal candidiasis and disseminated histo were the three most common that stick out in my mind, but I don't see that we've put that specifically on the poster. PCP was the most common of all the OIs.
Uh-huh. And what was the median CD4 count?
Which one? The median CD4 count at time of initiation of therapy?
Yeah.
It was 421 cells for the whole group. Women who continued ART actually had lower CD4 cell counts, 272 versus 476. So obviously there was more urgency on the part of the providers to continue antiretroviral therapy, and that may to some degree bias our results. But regardless, there were still significant detrimental effects in those women who discontinued.
What was the racial characterization of your population?
It's about 80% African American, which is representative of the epidemic, I think, in the whole United States for women. And I think the St. Louis is where we're based is representative of the epidemic at large. I don't think these are unusual numbers when you look at the disparities in health outcomes overall for women.
And what were some of the reasons for discontinuation of treatment?
It was highly variable. Some of it was concerns for adherence. Some was high CD4 counts. Some was provider-initiated discontinuations. Some was patient preference. The one thing that you can see is women who discontinued were less likely to be undetectable at the time of delivery, so that may have also played a role. Some of it we were unable to gather that data for everyone, as this was a retrospective review, and so that is a limitation of our study as well.
I see there are two deaths, and these were women who remained in care. What were the cause of death?
Right, women who remained in care. Both of them were in women who had discontinued. One of those was to overwhelming sepsis, and I believe the other one was a complication of PCP.
So what are the recommendations for these women? Are these women just very vulnerable and unsupported, and they need particular kind of support from a clinic, or?
I think that's a very good question. Another factor that's different is women who discontinued ART had less social support outside of clinic. So this isn't just a racial difference. This is actually a socioeconomic difference. And so these women they need comprehensive support. We need to truly have the wraparound care services that the Ryan White Clinic are geared to provide. I definitely think that this indicates that we need to really get these women and keep them engaged in care. A significant number of women actually dropped out of care altogether, and we're in the process of trying to identify outcomes for those women to see if actually outcomes may be even, unfortunately, worse. What we really need to do is get these women engaged in care where we can monitor them more closely.
And all this took place at a St. Louis clinic that is Ryan White funded and geared for the poor.
Right.
Okay, so do you have comprehensive support?
We do. But regardless, it's still very difficult to keep these women engaged in care. But yeah, we spend a significant amount of time in our clinic identifying women and men, for that matter, who are non-adherent, who develop STIs, or who miss more than two clinic visits. And we have a retention expert whose focus is specifically on getting these people re-engaged in care. And I think that's one of our biggest challenges now in the HIV epidemic is maintaining people in care and retaining them there.
Uh-huh. And I imagine this question wasn't asked, but most of these women are probably single mothers.
There is a significant number without partners, so 73% of women were without a partner during their pregnancy, and it was significantly higher in the women who discontinued, 80% of those women. So clearly not having good social support, regardless of whether you have HIV or don't, that makes outcomes for you much worse. I mean, you really need to have a good social network. Anybody who has kids knows that's really critical.
And how soon after they had the child did they, the ones who did have OIs, how soon after did they have OIs?
The OIs that occurred in the continued group happened much later, and I believe it was 60 months afterwards versus a shorter time. Interestingly, the OIs that we saw in the continued group actually occurred after they had discontinued therapy, not unexpectedly, but clearly speaks again to that issue. The time to OI was 65 months versus 40 months in the discontinued group. So they're not getting them the minute they discontinue therapy. Obviously, they had good CD4 counts. What this really probably represents is by not continuing ART, there's less engagement in care, and there's less structure probably to keep them engaged in care.
Well, it's a moving poster. If a poster can be moving about the story of women who are just sort of very vulnerable and very high risk and without any support. I don't know what we can think of doing for them because they need so much.
Right.
But, you know, this describes their kind of predicament.
Well, I can tell you, I think that the CDC and HRSA are really taking this on, and you'll see there's more funding specifically for clinics to do research in service care delivery. So really getting at these issues that, you know, these are the most challenging issues that we're facing in the United States, is getting people in care and keeping them there.
Right, and taking care of mothers who have, you know, to raise their children.
Right, exactly.
So, okay, well, thank you very much.
No, thank you.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on IDSA 2007 from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/IDSA 2007.